is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Well, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord will do it forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Praise ye the Lord. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, hallelujah, for Jesus Christ is Lord. Abba, Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again. Praise be to his holy name. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. First and foremost, I must give thanks, as always, to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And I also thank the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, for you few this morning that have moved in perfect obedience, for with Abba Father, obedience is better than sacrifice, allowing you all to have tuned in this morning. The Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. It also lets us know that many shall seek to enter there into his rest, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. Oh, the Lord God Almighty is about to reintroduce himself to the world. He's about to let the folk that think they're in charge know for a certainty who's really running things. Who's really in charge. Oh, blessed be to his holy, holy name. I am so grateful and thankful for another opportunity to open my mouth and let him fill it. I'm thankful for another opportunity to be able to speak about his holiness, to declare his goodness, to declare his name among the people. What a wonderful opportunity the Lord affords us that trust and believe in him, that he can use us, that he may be glorified thereby. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Oh, I love my job. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And as you all know, this morning, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to open one's eyes where they can see and unstop one's ears where they can hear and see the glory of this glorious gospel of the kingdom. that is able to set one free from the law of sin and death, and is able to bring you out of the slave market of sin and bring you into his perfect light. Acts chapter 9, oh, hallelujah, praise be to his holy name. The Holy Spirit will make an attempt. Acts chapter 9, verse 1 through 18. If you have your Bibles, you can follow along. If you don't have your Bibles, just follow along. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Acts chapter 9, verse 1 declares, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, univore, which said no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayed and had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he had authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, he received sight, forthwith arose and was baptized. Oh, praise be to his holy name. In this wonderful teaching that the Holy Spirit is using to illustrate to us that there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death, here was a man whom a thought and that his way was the right way. Here was a man that no doubt had a zeal, but his zeal was not of God. Here was a man that thought he was truly going about the Father's business, but unbeknown to himself, he had become an enemy of the cross, following man's way and man's doctrine. Here was a man that trusted in religion, and he had been taught by men, but yet had not known Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, nor had he experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. From we that have studied the word, we know for certainty that the same Saul is the one and only Paul that the Holy Spirit, after teaching him for 3 years the message of the cross, the gospel of the kingdom, that this same Saul, which became Paul, took on a Gentile name, for he was called by God to go unto the Gentiles, kings and the Jews. This same Paul was the one that introduced that glorious gospel of the kingdom after being taught of it by God, for no man taught him this truth. This same Paul has also spoken to the church and inquired unto us, telling us that for the preaching of the cross is but foolishness unto them that are perishing. But for us that are saved, it is the power of God. You see, what Paul was introduced to was the same message that our Lord and Savior himself introduced, the gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified, that glorious gospel. Only he used our brother Paul, whom was absent from the body, present with the Lord, to refine it and to break it down what we could comprehend and understand by the help, of course, of the Holy Spirit. You see, we find that that foundation, Jesus Christ and him crucified, we know for a certainty that no man can lay another foundation to that which is already laid, Jesus Christ and him crucified. We know for a certainty that Jesus himself has warned us that we are not to just be hearers of the word, but to be doers. We find a story in the book of Luke, chapter 5, where Jesus himself appeared and began to minister, and the Bible clearly tells us that he discovered there were two ships. And from them two ships, there were two men. The Bible tells us that they were washing their nets. It also tells us that the fishermen were gone out of them. You see, in this particular teaching, the Holy Spirit is highlighting for us two churches in which the disciples are gone out of the church, for they're not making disciples anymore, and they are washing their nets because basically, majority of the churches have also given up on soul winning. They're no longer able to draw any souls because they're not preaching the gospel of the kingdom. You see, what they are trying to do with fish dinners and chicken plates and potato salad, draw the folk to Jesus, but the Bible clearly tells us that no man can come to Jesus unless he's drawn by God. You see, the churches have moved away from preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What is the gospel of the kingdom? You must lose your whole life in order to receive his eternal life. We must die in order to live. Romans 6